This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, this week we're talking about Christianity and world religions. And we're going to start with, John, I think it's the oldest religion, Hinduism. Is that right?
Well, yeah, it depends how you define the origins of a religion. I mean, you know, anyone who knows their Bible will think, hang on, you know, obviously Judaism / Christianity is the oldest because it goes back to Adam. Right? So it's a no-brainer.
Or the creation of the whole world.
Or the creation of the whole world. But most scholars of religion do think of Judaism beginning with Moses. And so that takes us several centuries after the origins of Hinduism. The origins of Hinduism are 1500 BC, when a whole bunch of what are called Aryan nomads, nothing to do with Hitler's German Aryan race.
They're not blonde.
They're not blonde. And they're travelling from Persia, 1500 BC, all the way eastward toward India. And they come into the northeast of India, northwest of India, and settle there, bringing their religious perspectives with them.
Okay, well, what were some of those oldest religious beliefs that they had?
The most obvious is lots of gods. So in the earliest layer of Hindu scriptures, what are called the Vedas, there's just god after god after god after god. The god of fire, the god of the sky, and so on. Something like 1,000 different gods named in the earliest Hindu scriptures known as the Vedas. And the earliest rituals that came with these travelling Aryans from Persia were basically ritual sacrifices. So Hinduism actually began with a notion of animal sacrifice, though modern Hindus don't like that. It's in their earliest texts, the great horse sacrifice to please the gods, and goats and all sorts of things were sacrificed to keep the gods happy, because the earliest form of Hinduism not only believed in many gods, but believed that you had to keep these gods on your side in order to navigate your way through life.
Mm, okay, so lots of gods, these sort of ritual activities, but that's the early days. It doesn't sound like the Hinduism we see today. What's developed since then?
You're right. Hinduism rapidly developed around 500 BC to AD 500 is where the core classical doctrines of Hinduism developed. And the key thought is the gurus began to ask themselves, what's the unity behind all the many gods and the many rituals? Is there a unity? And they began to speak of Brahman as the great unity behind the diversity you see.
That's like a big philosophical question, really, isn't it, behind the whole religion?
It is. So what starts as just a ritual religion pleasing the gods becomes a very philosophical religion. And this notion of Brahman isn't quite like God. Their idea of Brahman is that it's an impersonal source, and Brahman is often talked of as the flame from which every spark in the universe, including the gods, has sort of, you know, sparked out of the fire. And the soul inside every human being is a little spark that has come out of this great source known as Brahman. And the goal of life is to bring your soul, what Hindus call the Atman, back to Brahman, to be absorbed back into the flame.
Into the one.
Unfortunately, you're trapped in this world of birth and rebirth. So your soul at death departs and goes into another living being, and you're in this endless cycle, what's called samsara, never making your way back to Brahman. And Hindus long to get back to Brahman, to know that they are one with the origin of the universe. It's like, as I said, a spark going back to the flame. But the other analogy that's used in the Hindu scriptures is a drop of water going back into the ocean, losing its individual existence, which is illusory anyway, back into the ultimate knowledge that everything is one.
I think that's an idea you get in lots of elements of popular culture, isn't it? That we're all just part of the one thing. Do you find Hinduism to be a hopeful faith, or is it a depressing faith, or can you characterize it in any way like that?
Well, it depends who's asking the question. A Hindu believes that the life we live in the body today is basically tragic, because physicality is itself evil. It's dirty. It's clinging to your true self, your Atman. And the goal is not to keep coming back better and better and better. You know, hopefully one day I'll be an Amazonian princess. You know, it's not that sort of idea of reincarnation. It's the idea of not coming back. It's your soul no longer being trapped in this horrible world of physicality. So from the Hindu perspective, it's just going back to what is, you know, what is real, ultimate Brahman. But of course, from a Western perspective, where we've been, you know, we've inherited this idea that the body's pretty darn good, food's good, life's good. It's quite a depressing view of things.
Mm. Well, how does that philosophy, that religion, compare with Christianity? We need to talk more about this tomorrow night, but give us a summary of how Hinduism compares with the Christian faith.
Oh, I think the most obvious difference is Hinduism believes in polytheism, many gods. And obviously Jesus, the whole Bible, teaches that there's just one God.
So that's a pretty profound difference.
It's
there.
A pretty profound difference. And it's not enough to say that all these different gods are just aspects of the one true God, because that's not what Hinduism teaches.
They really are separate entities.
They actually have individual existence. And although Hinduism has an idea of incarnation, so the gods sometimes appear in animal form or human form in the Hindu scriptures, each incarnation of a god only represents a glimpse of the whole. So Vishnu only represents the preserving qualities of ultimate reality. Shiva only represents the judging destructive elements. No incarnation can possibly contain the whole. And of course, here we have a profound difference between Hinduism and Christianity, because Christianity teaches God, the whole God, the one God, has made himself completely known, not just an aspect of himself known, but completely known in Jesus Christ. Of course, the view of the afterlife is also a great difference. Hinduism teaches a very strong idea of your soul being reincarnated many, many, many times, whereas Christianity teaches that you're resurrected after one life to face the judgment of God, or, God willing, his eternal glory, his kingdom, where we live in a body, a resurrected body.
I'm sure there's plenty more to talk about there in the differences between Hinduism and Christianity. Let's keep going tomorrow night.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.